Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're talking this morning with Tammy Blackwell and Lanisa Jones from Marshall County Public Library. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You guys have been so busy, Tammy.
We have been very busy. In the month of July, we had over 100 programs with over 3,000 attendees. So things have been hopping at the library.
That's what I said, and that doesn't even include this month's Taylor Swift trivia.
No, it does not. Taylor Swift was indeed this month, and we had about 70-something people show up. More than half of them, it was their first ever library program.
Wow, that's awesome.
Some first time in the building.
First time, that's exciting. Yeah. So it was a really successful program. I think everybody had a lot of fun that night. Staff had a lot of fun putting that one on. So good times to be had at the library lately.
Yeah, it still amazes me that people come by here, and we're talking, and they go, you know, I've never been in the new library.
Just come and step in. And yeah. I mean, if you go up to the desk and say, hey, this is my first time here. Can somebody show me around? Mm-hmm. We're happy to give you a tour, take you, show you all the equipment in the makerspace, where all the yearbooks are. Somebody came in the other day wanting a tour, and about halfway through, they were like, do you have old yearbooks? And I was like, yes, come with me. And they spent a good long while in there looking through old yearbooks. So we have a little bit of something there for everybody.
You know, and not only are your yearbooks there, you can access them on the digital library.
Yes, you can.
We do that quite often. You know, we're like, you know so-and-so. No, I don't know so-and-so. Yes, you do. They graduated in 1986. And we go, let's see what they look like in 1986. So we access it here, too.
Yeah. We have a ton of digital archives online. We have old newspapers. Mm-hmm. Going back to
1800s.
Yeah, I think the 1800s. There is a
few years
missing because of some flooding that happened. Mm-hmm. But we have some really old newspapers that you can go back and look through. Sometimes it's kind of fun looking at all the old ads and everything.
What the news was back in the day.
Yeah. I know that Blair and I accessed that, you know, for Calvert's 150th celebration. We looked back to 50 years prior, and we found, you know, hey, that they'd had a beard contest and that Jim Freeland was one of the judges.
Oh.
So we had to incorporate him.
Come back full circle.
Yeah.
So lots of local history to be found. We also have those oral histories that were recorded, I think, here in the 1970s.
With Dr. Mofield.
They're online, and you can listen to them.
And there's several. There's a good collection. It's not just a couple of people. Like, they did several interviews.
Yeah, so you can look up, you know, maybe one of your grandparents or great-grandparents or one of the people, and you can, you know, hear them talk about, you know, what Marshall County was like back in the day.
Yeah, and it's easy to access. All you need is your
library card
number and your password.
Yep, and those are so easy to get. I mean, even if you don't already have a library card, you can apply online for one. It'll take a couple of days of turnaround, but we can get you that library card without you even coming in the building. You come into the building, you walk out in 3 minutes probably with a library card in your hand.
Yeah, so. And you've got digital books too.
Got lots of digital materials.
Magazines.
And all sorts of online resources. You know, we have one of the things that I think is the coolest that probably doesn't get utilized enough is we have these databases of children's books, and they will read aloud to the child and highlight the word as it reads, which is really great for kids that are learning to read or maybe having some struggles with reading. You know, that hearing it and seeing it at the same time makes that great connection. So there's just lots of really cool tools online with us that you can access from your home or anywhere. I mean, I had a kid once do the Peace Corps program, and she was getting her library books still from the Marshall County Public Library, even though she was in Morocco.
Uh-huh. And it's easy to do.
It's super easy.
You just need a...
Need your library card. That's all it is.
Yeah. All right. And speaking of events, I mean, Saturday, it kicks right back up again.
Yes. Saturday, we have a book club at Benton. It's our Death and Donuts book club. So if you want to enjoy some coffee and donuts and talk about what they're reading this month, we have that posted. And then at Calvert, we have our cookbook book club. So if you are a foodie and you enjoy trying out new recipes, I think their theme this month was like surprise, like pick something you've never made before out of a cookbook you've never tried and bring that. That's from 12 to 1 at Calvert. And then from there, we've got a succulent workshop. If you want to go home with your own succulent, they're doing that at Benton from 1 to 2. Our youth services, a couple of our youth services staff are doing Shark Week trivia. Oh, you know, nice. This is Shark Week coming up, and they're going to do something fun. We've already had some kids come in and check out shark books, and they're getting ready for it. And then it's also National Ice Cream Month. So at Hardin on Saturday afternoon, they're going to be decorating your own ice cream sundae. So all three branches are having something. You can't miss out on that. Like, you choose whichever one is closest to you and whichever time you can make, and just show up and have fun. Everything's free, and just, you know, get out and enjoy the day. Come visit one of our buildings and bring the family. Most of them are for families there. So, yeah, just bring everybody.
Now, is there a limit on how many kids you can have, Tammy?
Well, probably the fire marshal would tell us.
We didn't tell the fire marshal we were doing Taylor Swift program, so we did not know.
We have had large numbers. We had over 200 when we did our Bluey program.
Oh, yeah. The parking was across the street on that day.
You know, we had a Hardin story hour recently that had almost 80 people at it.
Wow.
So we know how to handle a crowd, and we are good at thinking fast on our feet. You know, if that room's filling up too fast, we'll open a door and start putting stuff out in another room.
We've learned how to spread out and use hallways and entrances and that kind of thing. So,
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, the libraries are very spacious, all three of them.
All three of them. Thanks to former library director Christy Tucker, who was amazing at building projects. You know, she was great at saving the money and getting things in line and just knowing what to do and what the community would need. She was good at looking ahead and knowing what was coming. And so all three branches are very versatile with lots of good space and just, you know, ready to welcome the community in. They're really community centers in all three of the cities they're in.
And they're all unique.
Yeah.
You know, you service your community.
Exactly.
Which is Hardin probably has different needs than Calvert, and Benton has different needs than Hardin.
Yeah, and that's the reason we have such a great, varied book collection. Each of the branch managers makes those purchasing decisions for that branch to meet the needs of that community. But it doesn't mean that it stays there. If you are at Hardin and Calvert has a book you want, we'll just send it right over and you can check it out there. So we really have a really great collection of material that is really wide and speaks to lots of interest and has lots of different authors, because each community collects what that community is interested in.
And I know whenever I was going on vacation, I was looking, you know, checking, okay, I want this book, this book, this book. Oh, no, this one's at Hardin. And I was like, it'll probably be 2 days before it gets to Benton that afternoon.
We try to have somebody running those books daily. Of course, you know, that doesn't always work out for us. But we try to keep those books moving, because we move a lot of material between the three branches. I mean, just a lot of material goes daily between those three branches.
Yeah, and the bookmobile.
And the bookmobile. Yeah, she does a lot of our taking of materials from one place to the other for us, and they have a great collection on there as well. And there's, you know, expanding their services. So if you're somewhere, you know, you're a nursing home facility, a daycare, a community center, anything like that, and you would like the bookmobile to come, just give us a call and we can try to set something up on a regular schedule to have that
service. We're always looking for new ideas, especially when it comes to outreach between our bookmobile, our youth services team. They partner up a lot, and they're willing to come out and be at the park, or they're willing to go be an event at the school. They're great about, like, yeah, let's make this happen. We'll show up. We'll bring whatever. If we need outdoor games, if we need, I think popsicles is one, you know, the 4th of July parade. Bookmobile was there, and they had candy. And so, yeah, we're always looking for new opportunities. So definitely give us a call, email us. If you think of something like, hey, the library should be there, we'll be glad to give it a try.
Yeah, we're talking with Lanisa Jones and Tammy Blackwell with Marshall County Public Library. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.